So there's something new is happening here, and bringing together of the Jew and Gentile and other nationalities. And this is called a new entity. In Ephesians 2, 11 to 16, we find the one new man. Let's keep reading verse 14 of chapter 2. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation or partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two. Thus, there's that phrase. Do you see that phrase there? One new man. Brothers and sisters, go away from this conference, seminar today. Take away these three words. One new man. Take that home, will you? Please. Think about it. Think the same thoughts as the Lord Jesus. You'll get blessed. I'm an amateur astronomer. I have an observatory in my backyard. I have a big telescope. It's as big as me. And in my observatory, I have a poster. Beautiful poster. Albert Einstein. Now, I'm very envious of Albert Einstein. Look at that head of hair. And he's better at mathematics than I am. Anyone's better than mathematics than me. But he says, I want to think, this is on the poster, I want to think God's thoughts after him. The rest is just mere details. It's not the God of the Bible, but it's the superintelligence of the universe. He said, I want to think those thoughts after him. That's what we've got to do, having the mind of Christ, thinking like the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember working with dear brother Buck Singh many, many years ago, one of the greatest evangelists and church planters in the world. He always used to say to those who work with him, whenever you go into an area, you have to discern what is God's needs here. What are God's needs? We can go in and see tremendous needs that can overwhelm us. Social needs, medical, yet they're all important. We've got to learn to think like the Lord and to see God's needs in this area. And then you'll have the blessing of God. Verse 15b, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and those who were near, the Gentiles and the Jewish people. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Profound words. Profound words. I wish I could understand them more. I've understood a little and have enjoyed them. Brothers and sisters, I made a commitment. I made a commitment 50 years ago. I made a commitment to give my life to the building of the one new man, to the work of the church of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is involved in the building program. It's the biggest building program in the world. If you're a Christian, you are involved in it. You've got a little part to play. It may be just taking a cup of tea to another worker. Maybe praying for another work or whatever. You're part of it. The building program. I've given my life by God's grace to the one new man and to experience all that there is in the one new man. It's much more than attending church. It's getting a revelation. Paul says, the eyes of your heart being enlightened that you might know. And we've always got more ground to take, brothers and sisters, in this. By God's grace, I've been able to do that for the last 50 years, recognizing all fellow workers and all fellow builders. My group can't do all the building in the world. There's born-again believers worldwide that we don't even know of. that God is using in this one new man, where there's neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian, Scythian, male or female, as we will read Galatians 3 in just a moment. What a big project. We're involved in the biggest building project in the world. What part are you playing? Are you an attendee or a participant? Are you in the stands watching the game and the action, or are you out there in the field? Yes. So here we are brought near, and here there is the one new identity. Now, it's not a renewed identity. It's not the Old Testament being revamped, the Old Testament saints being revamped or renewed. It's not just an improvement on what was previous, but it is brand new. And here in Ephesians 2, we find that there is a wall, there's a wall that caused trouble. It caused enmity. And the Lord Jesus Christ did some destroying work so that he might bring things together. And in Ephesians 2, 14 and 15, we read of that, of him abolishing the enmity, which is the law of commandments and the ordinances, the wall that is there. See that broken down, the middle wall of separation or of partition. In verses 14 and 15. Some have said that this is a reflection on the temple in Jerusalem. And now this could be so. It's a reflection on the temple in Jerusalem where there are a lot of separating walls. There's the court of the Gentiles and there is a dividing wall. Only the Gentiles can go into that court. And then there's the court of the women. Only the women can go into that special wall, into that room, and there are a courtyard, and there are walls. And of course, the Jewish people themselves have the nearness and greatest access. Some have said that that is what is being spoken of. It could be. But it's actually the Old Testament Mosaic law that set up those walls. You know, if you became a believer in the Old Testament, you had to go to Jerusalem. You couldn't set up a separate Bible study, or you couldn't set up a separate altar and start worshipping the Lord. It's the nation of Israel. You had to join a proselyte. And the centurion was one of those, a Gentile, who was praying prayers to the God of Israel, and God honored that. As we see in Acts chapter 10, he said, your prayers were noted. My son is now going to be made known to you, and you can believe in him. So here is all these divisions. Now there's two ways to divide people. Languages, food. True? Huh? Well, true. Yes, that's one of the ordinances. Thank you, brother. Yep. Language divides people. Here we all are with our languages. We all get together around our language group. We're comfortable with that, yes. And we find the food's a bit of a problem. People have the national food and they gather around that. I noticed that working amongst Indian people, working amongst Western people. And you watch them, all the Indians will go to the Indian food. The Westerners will all go over there to their barbecue and ice cream and so on. And yeah. And of course we have kosher, don't we? And halal, yes. Some dividing. But something's happening here. Something is happening here. And it takes a miracle. And the miracle's the cross.